I'll do what I can.
I'll already pray for you.
Okay. It's Friday, January 26th at 5:01 p.m. We are assembled to open the bids for the boarding dock replacement project at the Port of Brookings Harbor. And we have three envelopes in front of us. Roger Thompson is present. Say hello, Roger.
Hello, Mr. Roger Thompson.
We have acting port manager Travis Webster.
Here.
And Brent, what is your last name, Brent?
Ferguson.
Ferguson, thank you. And we have three envelopes. They are sealed. We have one, it says CR Fabrication Limited on the outside. It's in a FedEx Express Mail, and I'm going to proceed to open it. And inside, there is no sealed envelope inside, which I thought we were supposed to have, but we have a letter from CR Fabrication Limited, 833 Southeast 1st Street, Redmond, Oregon, dated January 23rd, 2018. CR Fabrication Limited is pleased to quote Port of Brookings Harbor, ITB FG number 1587, aluminum boarding docks, fabrication and delivery at Brookings Marina Ramp. Attached, you will find description of how the goods or services offered specifically meet the required specifications described in Exhibit A, Contractor's Schedule of Values, Exhibit B, Proposal, and 3, quote, 11358. As per Exhibit A, required specifications, docks will be provided per the specifications provided in Exhibits D and E in Port of Brookings Harbor, ITB, FG number 1587, aluminum boarding docks, fabrication and delivery at Brookings Marina Ramp. And this is signed by Casey Mott, president. And they have bid, this is Exhibit A bid form, contractor schedule of values, item number A1, aluminum docks fabrication. Total cost is $312,582.78, and item number A2, aluminum docks delivery, is, I think, $10,296, and the total price is $322,878.78 from CR Fabrication Limited, prepared by Casey Mott on 123-18. And we have additional forms. Evaluate for sufficiency. So the quote is $322,878.78. The second package is FedEx Express envelope from Dave Lester of Topper Industries, Glenwood Street, 133 Glenwood, 1333. Glenwood Street, Woodland, Washington, United States. And I'm going to go ahead and open that. Inside is a sealed envelope for FG number 1587, aluminum boarding docks, fabrication and delivery, closing date January 26th, closing time 5 p.m., Topper Industries, P.O. Box 2050, Woodland, Washington, 98674. And we will open the sealed envelope.
Okay.
we have a business card from Bruce Abraham of Topper Industries. A submittal checklist, which shows that we should have a bid form, Exhibit A, a proposal, Exhibit B, and signed addenda, if applicable. And the bid form, Exhibit A, is present. We have item A1 at $305,136.30, and that's fabrication. And item A2, delivery, aluminum docks delivery, at $9,471 for a total bid of $314,607.30. Topper Industries, Inc., prepared by David Lester on 1/23/2018. And it says we have reviewed and included addendum 1.2. Or I think that's addendum 1 and 2. And we have the proposal. Just signed by Mr. Lester and copies of the addenda 1 and addenda 2 and some marketing materials. So once again, that total bid was $314,607.30. The third envelope is a sealed envelope from Medford Fabrication, Port of Brookings Harbor, invitation to bid. It's not in a FedEx package or anything. For FG1587, aluminum boarding docks fabrication and delivery. It's marked with the close date of the 26th and the close time of 5 p.m. Proceeding to open it. Actually, it is not sealed, it just clasped. I thought that the glue seal was sealed, but it has not been sealed. It was clasped with a metal clasp. It's a yellow clasp envelope.
How did it get here sealed?
It came here today, but I'm just making it known that that is not a sealed envelope and the documents inside don't appear to be.
There's no further envelope inside. We have not seen inside of it, however.
No.
And I think that could be construed as sealed with a clasp.
It was clasped.
It wasn't mailed here.
No, it was hand-delivered.
And do we know when?
This afternoon.
Okay. All right.
It's been in the safe since.
It has been in the safe since it's been under somebody's
custody in their office.
So once it's...
It was...
received and goes into the safe, I think it's under lock.
Right.
So this is from Medford Fabrication. I think I already said that. We have an Exhibit A bid form, contractor schedule of values. Item A1, aluminum docks fabrication. The cost is listed as $580,000. And item A2, aluminum docks delivery. The cost is listed as $12,000 for a total cost of $592,000. And then underneath he writes out $592,000.00. The company name is listed as CSC Incorporated, doing business as Medford Fabrication. The bid was prepared by Robert Kornstad on 1/25/2018. And indicates that the specifications and plans are included as exhibits D and E respectively. And we have the proposal. And signed by Robert Kornstad. And appears to have the sample agreement from the bid specifications. From the invitation to bid. And what else is in here? We have addendum one marked received, and addendum two marked received. And let's take a quick look back at the first bid and see if they acknowledge the addenda or not.
Thank you.
So this, we're looking back at CR Fabrication Limited, and they have the proposal, and there is a quote included. And I don't see specific mention of the two addenda. Maybe there's something in the proposal. I don't see anything. Do we have to read the entire proposals as well?
No, I believe it's just the you're reading the current manufacturer and the
quote, price.
Basically.
So I think
making sure that they acknowledge the addendums.
Yeah, okay. So I think the low bid is this one from Topper. This bid from CR is $322,878. The one from Topper is $314,607 and 30 cents. So that is lower. And then the third bid is $592,000. So we'll submit these for technical review to Oregon State Marine Board to advise us on the technical sufficiency and qualifications. And we'll get an invitation or the notice of intent to award out probably within a few business days.
After OSMB has given.
Yeah.
Whatever the timeline is, we've got to make sure we get the timeline.
Right, I'm sure OSMB is going to give it back to us as quick.
They probably, the two of them that make them all the time for them, will probably be pretty easy for them to do. So
I think we can adjourn this recording and get these scanned and off to OSMB.
Okay. We adjourned at 5:14.
5:14 adjournment.